My son was always a mask wearer, and last year he made it to the end of the school year without catching COVID. And but that was at a K-8 school where I had brought HEPA filters into his classroom and was using those for the entire school year. Or not the entire school year, it was like, I don't know, probably half the school year. Anyway, he enters the high school stream and we don't have any mask mandates. The school's not pushing it, nor does it seem like they're even allowed to mention it or recommend it. So everybody goes back to school. There's like lots of kids wearing it at the beginning, like the first week or two. And then gradually, well, not gradually, very quickly, it seemed like nobody wanted to wear them. And so that's it. No more masks. And so when you're presented with that and you're a new kid on the block, which my son was, he basically came home one day and said, "Mom, I give up." And so he just took off the mask. Well, guess what? He got COVID. He got
Yeah.
COVID pretty well, like as soon as that happened. And then that happened to be the night of Hurricane Fiona. He and I both tested positive at the same time. Time from testing positive to being in full-blown diabetic ketoacidosis was so fast. It was 17 hours, and he was in critical condition. And they had to change their management strategy at the hospital to make sure he didn't die.
Wow.
So it was very scary. We've seen him get sick in the past, and one other time he did go into diabetic ketoacidosis, but it was like, like probably a day and a half to 2 days. This time it was 17 hours. It was so fast and so out of control. So we hightailed it to Moncton City before the hurricane got here. And we were admitted probably within an hour. So it was very quick because his condition was tanking really fast. So that's what happened then. And so we spent the next few days in hospital, and he was, finally came out of it. And then we had no power at our house for 7 days, and he needed to be, tended to. So we ended up shacking up in a hotel in Moncton until the power came on. And I basically acted as a nurse for him.
What an ordeal. And so since then, your 14-year-old son has come down with COVID again.
Well, it was a rebound infection. So it's like, I don't know if it's long COVID. Nobody actually called it anything, but we sent him back to school for a week. And he was very weary that whole week, and then right back to the hospital. But yeah, scary. So that's like twice in a month. And then since then, he's had two other mysterious illnesses. So, grand total, he's been out for like 20 days or so of school. So that's a lot of absenteeism, a lot of time to, catch up on things. And when you're not feeling well, it's kind of hard to do. And so no kid should have to go through that. And we're putting our children in an environment that, been likened to a fire, where it's all around you. And what do? It would be really nice if they cleaned the air. That would one thing that a really proactive thing that would benefit everybody, not for just COVID, but for all the other respiratory and other diseases floating around out there.
Now, you mentioned that you put HEPA filters in his previous school. Was that Marshview Middle?
No, we live in Bayvert, so it was Port Elgin Regional, or Port Elgin Regional School.
Now, you tried to introduce HEPA filters at Tantramar High too, didn't you? What was the response from Tantramar High?
There wasn't really a warm response on that note. Like I asked the question, are there HEPA filters in the system that's in place there, which they do have a mechanical ventilation system, but the answer was no. When they were first talking about introducing portable HEPA filters to the schools around New Brunswick. I thought, well, that meant all of them. But no, I guess it was only ones that didn't have mechanical ventilation. Is anybody actually monitoring the air quality in any of the schools? I don't know. I don't think so. Because if they did, they would be proud to show us how safe the air is there. And right now, when I ask the question, is the air safe? I don't get an answer.